Coming up, it's lightning fill in the blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Or you can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can find out about attending our weekly live shows right here at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, this is Ken Schneck from Brattleboro, Vermont.
Hey, beautiful Brattleboro. We got some Brattleboro fans here. What do you do there?
I am the Dean of Students at Marlborough College.
Wow.
My nephew goes there.
Really?
Yes.
Then I know him.
He's like in his 17th semester, and one day...
Oh, then I really know him.
Right.
I was interested in that. In fact, you just said immediately that you knew him. Is Marlboro small enough that
tiny.
You know all the students?
It's tiny. There's only around 326 students.
Ooh, wow.
One thing my nephew loves about your school is that he can wear his kilt.
I totally know who this is.
Well, welcome to our show, Ken. You're going to play Who's Carl This Time? Carl Castle will read three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain just two of them, Carl will record the greeting on your home answering machine. Ready to play?
I'm ready.
Here's your first quote.
Who will inherit that helmet he calls his natural hair?
That was a commenter on the Washington Post website talking about a certain well-coiffed U.S. senator who announced his resignation this week. Who?
Trent Lott.
Trent Lott, yes. Trent Lott just up and quit. It was a big surprise when the Mississippi Republican announced his intentions to quickly leave the Senate. He just made a comeback from his infamous comments a few years ago about Strom Thurmond. He had been reelected easily last year. His hair was still brown, tall, immobile. So why leave? Speculation has ranged from a possible scandal eruption involving his family to new ethics rules that meant Lott had to resign now to cash in on a lobbying career. We think he was still upset at the breakup of the singing senators. With John Ashcroft and Jim Jeffords gone from the Senate, the only two left were Lott and, yes, Larry Craig. He kept coming up to Lott, tapping his foot and asking if Lott were interested in duets.
Did you hear that? That was the whole country shifting to Larry Craig joke fatigue.
I know.
Yeah.
Really?
This happened.
I was enjoying that. I think that was the moment. I think
we
pushed it over.
It.
Yeah.
Now, your next quote, Ken, it's actually several quotes. They were collected by the website TPM Muckraker. First, let's hear President George W. Bush in 2004.
As a proud and independent people, Iraqis do not support an indefinite occupation, and neither does America.
Next, it's from 2005, and then U.S. Ambassador to Iraq, Zalmay Khalilzad.
We do not seek permanent military bases in Iraq.
Finally, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice last year answering a congressman who asked her if the U.S. would have permanent bases in Iraq.
We are not seeking permanent bases, really, pretty much anywhere in the world these days.
We give you these three quotes because this week we learned what?
That we're setting up permanent residence in Iraq.
Exactly right. Now, to be fair, both sides deny the agreement between the U.S. and Iraqi governments calls for permanent U.S. bases. No, the U.S. and Iraq agree to a, quote, declaration of principles for a long-term relationship of cooperation and friendship. See? Long-term, not permanent. Foreign policy experts say that even with regular maintenance, the bases will erode away in just about 20,000 years. All right, Ken, here is your last quote.
Doctor, why don't football players wee-wee after the game?
That was the immortal question that was put to Dr. J. Robert Cade back in 1965 by the coach of the University of Florida's football Gators team. And that question changed Dr. Cade's life because it prompted him to invent something. He died this week, Dr. Cade did, 4 decades after inventing what?
Gatorade.
Exactly right.
And now football players do wee-wee after games.
There you are.
Yes.
Great thing.
That profound question led Cade first to the answer, that is, they were out of fluid in their bodies, and then to the solution, a drink that mixed water, sucrose, glucose, and electrolytes. Like all great inventions, Gatorade had its early failures. The first batch tasted so bad that the first testers immediately threw up. Cade's wife suggested adding lemon juice, and Shazam! Gatorade was born, although it took 20 years before, of course, the Super Bowl champion New York Giants first dumped it on Coach Bill Parcells. Mm-hmm. While Cade's Gatorade was a hit, the same could not be said of his 1970s product, and this is real, a mix of Gatorade and alcohol called Hoppin' Gator. Carl, how did Ken do in our quiz?
Well, Ken had three correct answers, Peter, so Ken, I'll be doing the message on your home answering machine.
Well done, Ken. Congratulations.